And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Steve Deere. Don't you love WCHL's Hometown Heroes? You're driving along all stressed out about something, and then you hear about someone in our community who's been doing something good, something decent for somebody, and ultimately for all of us. Well, my nominee for one of our all-time hometown heroes is Chris Moran. Chris is retiring after working at the Interfaith Council for Social Service for the past 30 years and as executive director for the past 17 years. This morning, I walked into the Interfaith Council's building in downtown Carrboro. That's where my office at People of Faith Against the Death Penalty is located. Like every morning for over a decade, I walked past people gathered at the entrance of the building. They're mostly folks with jobs, but who are struggling. They line up patiently for food, for help with a power bill, for help with a job search, or in need of a social worker. They line up for hope. Some will be back. Some will be able to move on. I don't recall the exact numbers, but what the dedicated and smart IFC staff and the local volunteers and congregations who support the IFC have done since 1963 is an amazing feat, serving hundreds of thousands of meals, providing a roof and a warm bed to thousands. The IFC's newest programs for our community include Project Home Start for homeless women and children, the new Community House for Homeless Men, the proposed Food First Center, which will combine the community kitchen and the food pantry, and the Robert Nixon Free Clinic for the Homeless, which now include a mental health clinic. By doing all of this, Chris and the IFC have saved lives and given so much hope. They have taught our community that we are all lifted up when we affix our eyes upon and stand with those who have been left marginalized and without. Thank you, Chris Moran and the IFC, for your devotion to everyone in our community. Chris Moran, the hero of our hometown. This is Steve Deere.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.